Brian Finn is here with the business.
Rachel, thank you. The Dow Jones and Nasdaq recently hit all-time highs amid renewed optimism around the prospects for interest rate cuts. ECB President Christine Lagarde dropped very broad hints in an interview with Primetime on RTE last night that the first rate cut in years is on course in Europe in the coming weeks. Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets is here. Let's start in the US, Paul. It looked for a while as if rate cuts were off the cards. It now looks like it's game on again. So what's happening?
Yeah, stock markets have been doing very well in 2024 on anticipation of rate cuts. The S&P is up about 12% this year, the Nasdaq up about 13%. But don't confuse the economy with the stock markets. For an example, in Germany, where you have a rolling recession at the moment, but the DAX is doing even better. It's up 13%. In China, the stock markets are booming at the moment. The K-Web, which is the internet sector, is up 40% since January, even though their economy is struggling. So what's going on? Well, at the start of the year, the markets were expecting the interest rate cuts to be about six or seven times in 2024 for the US. But the US economy has been a little bit stronger than anticipated. So at one stage, the markets thought, right, well, they're not going to cut interest rates at all. But recently, the data has been relatively weak in the USA. For an example, retail sales came in at zero last week. It was expected much higher. The ISM data is much weaker. So this is going to give permission to Mr. Powell to cut interest rates. And he's desperate to cut interest rates before the election. So the markets now anticipate they're going to be cutting interest rates in July and in September in the US. And the same thing basically for Europe. Europe, the economy is struggling, but interest rate cuts are on the way. The most important thing to think for investors, though, is it's been a very good anticipation of these interest rate cuts, but the economic data is weakening.
And the anticipation has been going on for months, if not years. So that begs the question, what happens when interest rates come about? If they've been driving markets higher on the anticipation of rate cuts, when they come about, does the air just go out of the tyres then?
Well, what's happening at the moment is bad economic data is good news for stock markets. And that's what I say is about the weakening US economy. That is actually good at the moment because the markets are anticipating more and more rate cuts. But when bad economic data becomes bad news, then we're going to have some fun in the markets for the second half of the year. For an example, at the moment, the VIX index, which is the volatility index, we haven't seen it this low for over 3 years. So investors are very confident or probably overconfident or euphoric, I would suggest, for the second half of the year. And I think that is misplaced.
So you're saying two or three interest rate cuts for the US this year. For Europe, probably the same. Christine Lagarde pretty much admitted last night in her interview with Miriam O'Callaghan that there's one coming in June. Is that a done deal at this stage?
Yeah, that's absolutely a done deal. But you've got to think why they are so desperate to cut interest rates. And they're so desperate to cut interest rates because of growth. So what I would say to potential investors is don't worry about inflation. We know the pace of inflation is dissipating. That is definitely going to happen in the second half of the year. But it's the growth you've got to worry about.
Let's have a look at NVIDIA, Paul. They're going to be reporting results today. Stock markets, they've also been driven by this AI boom, artificial intelligence, and it's been driven by the Magnificent Seven, and NVIDIA has been the ringleader there. Their share price has been up massively in the last year. When the results come out today, is it going to be time for taking profit off the table for investors?
I would suggest no. NVIDIA is a very interesting company. We know these results are going to be absolutely superb off the charts today, and that's because we've already heard from sort of Apple, Microsoft, and they're all the customers of NVIDIA. NVIDIA's margins are 77% at the moment. They're way ahead in the AI arms race. I mean, when you just talk about the revenues, 2023, their revenue was $30 billion. We're expecting their revenue in 2026 to be $130 billion. So I would suggest that NVIDIA is actually a little bit undervalued as the market goes. But the other thing I would say is not all these companies are going to be AI winners in the AI arms race. And at the moment, the market is pricing in every single company is going to do well in this AI sector. And I don't think so. What I would suggest to investors is when you've got a sort of a gold rush going on in AI, maybe you've got to look at sort of the companies that are selling the shovels in the gold rush. And that's the miners and that's the people who are producing copper. I mean, copper prices are up 40% because of everything that's going on in AI. Nickel prices are up 30%. Aluminium prices are up. So I would say you're better off looking at the people who sell the shovels.
Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets, thank you very much indeed.